USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Using brand new U.S. weapons and equipment, the Taliban on Monday claimed they took control of Panjshir Province. That's a mountain region that was one of the final holdouts of resistance forces in Afghanistan. It was a brutal weekend for women in Afghanistan. A pregnant policewoman was reportedly beaten and killed by the Taliban in front of her family. The BBC claims they had three eyewitnesses. New reports claim six passenger jets at the Kabul airport with U.S. citizens on board are being blocked from taking off this morning. President Biden remains on vacation. The U.S. Navy has identified five sailors who died in a helicopter crash off the coast of San Diego, California last week. Still no cause of the crash 60 miles off the coast. A newly discovered hat with DNA evidence proving it belonged to General Napoleon Bonaparte was previewed by auction house Bonhams in Hong Kong on Monday. The hat moves to Paris, then to London, where it will be auctioned off. USA Radio News.
New surveys show that Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. 80% want thermometers used in public places to screen for COVID-19. 36% know that non-contact devices are inaccurate. And 60% would not recommend that friends or family members enter places that screen with them. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
The Giza Dream Sheets are the perfect companion to a MyPillow, the best thing you'll ever put on your bed. Call 1-800-951-8175. Ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special you get, by the way, by using my promo code USA. You can go online also to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. You can save up to 66% on anything in the MyPillow website. Check it out. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
President Biden's handling of the coronavirus pandemic has Americans frowning on his ability to lead. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
President Biden's approval rating for his handling of the coronavirus pandemic has dropped by 10 points since late June as the Delta variant raises concerns and drives up cases nationwide. In a new Washington Post ABC News poll, 52% of respondents say they approve of the way Biden is handling the pandemic, which is down from 62% of adults who gave him positive marks in late June. Biden's overall approval rating has also dropped since June from 50% to 44%. 30% of adults questioned say they approve of the president's handling of the situation in Afghanistan, while 60% say they disapprove. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
527 Americans nationwide died from COVID complications on Sunday. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
When U.S. troops were pulled out of Afghanistan before all civilians were taken out of America's exit from the 20-year war, an unknown number of U.S. citizens were left behind in country. Also left behind in the deadly withdrawal were service and contract dogs assisting U.S. troops in Afghanistan. PETA Vice President Daphna Makinovich tells Newsmax TV what she learned over the weekend.
Are definitely dogs who defended U.S. forces, defended U.S. soldiers. They're not owned by the U.S. government, but they served U.S. citizens, and they were left behind by our government. They are in the charge and custody of Charlotte Maxwell Jones, and she confirmed that they are currently her responsibility. But the fact of the matter is that while it might not have been a legal obligation for our government to evacuate them and 100 or so other dogs, it certainly was a moral obligation, and we were told earlier today that there was probably room on the C-17s that flew out on Monday, August 30th. We were told that there was a total of 26 C-17s that left Kabul with a total of 1,200 people. That breaks down to roughly 47 people per plane, and that I understand from what we were told that the C-17s were cleared to carry 450 human beings per plane. So that leaves 10,500 people who didn't get on the flights, and most certainly there would have been room for 150 dogs.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.